Well, on a bitterly cold Thursday evening, you're welcome along to this week's edition of The Score. And over the next hour, hopefully you can stay with us as we talk all things sport, from Gaelic football to soccer, boxing and athletics, and everything in between. Well, there's another bumper weekend of action up ahead, and joining me tonight to look ahead to all that's happening, I've got the company of Peter Campbell, the sports editor of the Donegal Democrat. And later on, just to stay with the local media theme, Declan Kerr of the Tyrconnell Tribune will be in studio. Declan will be wearing his Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee PRO's hat. The countdown to this year's Sports Star Awards is now firmly underway. First up, my thanks to Oisin Kelly for stepping in and looking after the programme last week. We're only 6 or 7 weeks into our new programme, and I've already got a night off, but I'm back in the hot seat tonight. And sitting opposite me here in studio, I have a man who knows a thing or two about local sporting matters. Peter Campbell, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I would have thought that at this time of year that things would be settling down in the life of a sports editor, Peter, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, but maybe in some ways that's a very, very good thing for us. It keeps us busy. And, you know, to have three Donegal teams competing in Ulster this weekend, that's something special, and we should really enjoy it.
And listen, you've been covering sport for the Democrat for a long number of years now. You haven't really lost any of that passion when it comes to putting on the warm coat at this time of the year and going out to cover games.
Well, I don't know about that. I think the older you get, the passion might go away from it, especially for the night games, but certainly not for watching Donegal football and all Donegal sport at the moment. It's something special.
Yeah, and the Gaelic football, I mean, it's taken centre stage once again this weekend. Great to have three teams from Donegal involved at such a late stage of the Ulster Championship.
It's very unusual for Donegal clubs to have three involved. But over the last number of years, I think that has been the case, with Gidor last year. And then this could be our third junior championship Ulster title in a row, which would be unheard of back in the day. Niamh Columbkill winning it 2 years ago and Red Hughes last year. And no doubt that Buncrana can go on and emulate them this year.
Well, let's hope so. And the Democrat is celebrating 100 years this year too. We'll chat about that later on. And loads more besides. Before we took a look ahead to this weekend's action, some of this evening's sporting headlines. First, Robbie Brady captains the Republic of Ireland in tonight's friendly with New Zealand at the Aviva. It's a much changed side with teenagers Troy Parrott and Lee O'Connor both earning their first caps, and Mick McCarthy has said none of tonight's side will feature in Monday's vital Euro 2020 qualifier with Denmark. Kickoff in that one is at 7:45. England concealed qualification to Euro 2020 in their 1,000th international tonight. They take on Montenegro, only needing a point to qualify. That's at the same time, 7:45. And Zach Elbouzidi, his second half strike, gave Ireland's under-21s a 1-0 victory away to Armenia in their Euro 2021 qualifier. The win moves Stephen Kenny's side 4 points clear at the top of Group 1, but they've played 2 games more than their nearest challengers, Iceland. Tom Mohan's under-19s began their Euro qualifying campaign with a 2-1 defeat to Switzerland. And in college's soccer action, LYIT were in Dundalk today and it finished 1-1 there. DKIT 1, LYIT 1, Sean McBride with the goal for Letterkenny IT. Well, Hayley Park in Oma on Saturday night will host a double header at Buncrana against Black Hill in the junior final at 5 o'clock. The senior semi-final will then be at 7 o'clock, Niamh Connell against Clontibret of Monaghan. And ahead of that game, Tom Comack has been speaking to Niamh Connell's manager, Martin Regan.
Well, Martin, I suppose it's down to work this week. Rest and resuscitation last week. Looking forward to next week, Saturday night?
Yeah, looking forward to it, surely. I suppose we did it last week. It was all about recovery and getting the bodies right and trying to get the injuries cleared up. So we started there now this weekend, looking at Clontibret and gearing towards the game next week. So we'll have another 2 sessions this week and get ourselves ready and look a wee bit more Clontibret now in the next few days.
And tell me, how are the injuries?
They're getting their eye. We're still carrying a few knocks there. Owen McGettigan's not playing under 21s this weekend because of the injury he's carrying. But we're hoping to have a full ball of health by next week. Now, there's a few lads haven't been back training yet, but the knocks they're carrying, and a couple more picked up knocks over the weekend. But we should be full strength for next week, hopefully.
I'm sure the break was very welcome.
Very welcome, yeah. How we needed it. We didn't get together until Thursday there this week. We took the 4 or 5 days to get the bodies right, and the boys looked after themselves over them few days, getting recovery and all the rest. But we got back down training Thursday. We're on a late session Thursday. We got a good bit done over the weekend. So,
yeah. And tell me, looking forward now, obviously, Guidor set the bar last year. Maybe there was a time when Donegal teams would see an Ulster semi-final as a bonus territory, but I don't think that's the case anymore.
No, you look at this, both in the last number of years, suppose we got to a final in 10 and Glenswilly got to a Ulster final in 1 year as well, but Guidor took it to another level last year by winning it last year. So, look, we're not thinking about winning any Ulster titles yet. We're just looking at Clontibret, seeing can we get back into an Ulster final again and take it from there. But look, at Guidor did set the standard last year. They showed that it can be done, so we'd have no fear facing into Clontibret next week. We know we're as good as them, and if we can perform in the day, we've every chance of getting back into an Ulster final.
And tell me, what do you know about Clontibret? Obviously we know about Vinnie Corey and Conor McManus and the Moans and
I think there's only one of the Moans there playing now, centre back Desi Moans, centre back. But they've two very good new midfielders, Kelly and Lavelle, and Francis Hughes, their midfielder, two big lads, and they can look win their own ball at midfield. They're very strong there. They're six forwards all off something. Michael Peo Dowd at centre forward is an excellent player, real burst of pace about him, real energy, and a lot of the play goes through him. He's an excellent player, and the games we've seen of them, he's been every bit as impressive as Conor McManus, which says a lot about him. So it does. You have obviously Conor McManus and Vinnie Corey at full forward, and Brian Grennan then their captain wing forward, a brilliant ball winner. They use him a lot in kick outs as well, and look, they've serious options throughout. Porrick Boyle, corn forward, another excellent forward. Their six forwards are all very good, and their defence then, they're really tight at the back with Colin Boyle and the other Grennan there at wing back. They're strong throughout, so they're going to take serious watch next week.
And tell me, we spoke many times in the course of the campaign, and especially throughout the latter stages in the last couple of weeks, how your team had grown into the championship and had improved. Do you even see a marked note of confidence yourself in the team?
Yeah, I suppose the younger lads that maybe wouldn't be as used to winning as the older lads, they've maybe stepped up to the plate more so in the last few weeks, and you can see them shining even more at training. It's like Kieran Gallagher, Nathan Byrne, them boys, they're driving things on. Charles McGinnis, all them lads. So I think they have grown in confidence. Maybe they wouldn't know, a lot of them boys wouldn't know on a senior championship or wouldn't have played on senior championship winning team. So they probably more so than the older lads would have grown in confidence this last few weeks, and they're enjoying this run every bit as much as the rest of them are.
Yeah, I suppose the three games now were a bonus in the sense that the experience they gained from that, it could take 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, definitely. Look, at if we had lost to Castlerahan, you'd have regrets over that, the county final going to three games. But now that we've got over that first hurdle in Castlerahan, we didn't pick up any injuries in the three games, they can only stand in both this year and in years to come, that you've played in three county finals in 1 year there, and three tight battles all of them were. So them games can only stand here now that you've got over the Castlerahan hurdle.
It goes to saying that you're going to have to take it to another level now next weekend.
Oh, big time. Look, at the performance against Castlerahan wouldn't have been good enough to beat Clontibret, who are a serious team. I suppose a lot of that can come down to the three games before it and the quick turnaround for the Castlerahan game. But yeah, well, you're going to have to up in another game, and look, at every step you get now, you're going to have to find another gear or two and see can you get another wee bit out of all aspects of your game.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're listening to The Score here on Highland with myself, Dermot Doherty, coming up to 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Before the break, we heard Martin Regan giving his thoughts on Saturday evening's game to Tom Comack, Niamh Connell against Clontibret. Peter Campbell, just what challenge will the Monaghan champions present for Niamh Connell?
Oh, it'll be their stiffest challenge to date. They played Castlerahan, and Castlerahan, while they won Cavan for the last 2 years, wouldn't have been regarded as one of the top teams in Ulster. And even though in Monaghan at the moment, Clontibret and the neutral supporters in Monaghan would feel that Niamh Connell are probably our favourites going into this game, Clontibret would also feel that they are a much better team than Castlerahan. And in some ways, they'd be a similar type team to Niamh Connell. They'd be a sticky sort of team. And in more ways, similar to Niamh Connell this year, they weren't fancied. They were underdogs in nearly all their matches. They were underdogs against Scotstown in the Monaghan final, and they came through. And then against Cross McGlen in the quarter final in Ulster, they were underdogs again, and they came through well with flying colours. They had a good lead, I know, but Cross McGlen came back at them. But just like Glenties this year, they held on as well. So they're going to present a serious challenge for Niamh Connell.
Niamh Connell, though, not really putting teams away, Peter. I know Brendan Kilcoyne was on earlier on speaking to Greg Hughes on Highland this morning, and he made the point that, there haven't really been big victories for Niamh Connell, just about getting over the line in these matches.
Yeah, I think, but that's the nature of the way they play. They're first of all a defensive team. They were much more defensive in the last couple of years. They've added to that this year. And they're not going to be a team that's going to actually, you know, get through and score three or four goals. And funny enough, Clontibret haven't conceded a goal in the club championship this year, either in Monaghan or in Ulster. That's a fair record for their keeper, Darren McDonald. But I don't think Niamh Connell will be worried too much about that. All they want to do is to be in the game with 10 minutes to go, and they've proven especially in the three games against Gidor and also against St. Junans in the semi-final, once they're in the game with 10 minutes to go, they seem to know how to win a game at this stage. And you know, there's seems to be an inner confidence that they have this year, and that pervades even around the town in Glenties. It's bedecked with blue and white. It was true there on Tuesday, and there's a great confidence in the town, in the club this year.
Yeah, and I think Donegal in general is all behind Niamh Connell this year. Whatever it is, you know, maybe perhaps it's because they were surprising winners in Donegal. But Donegal supporters out there seem to want Niamh Connell to go on and win Ulster.
I think there's a great pride in the way they actually defeated Gidor against all the odds. And each of the three games, you know, they looked the more likely to win it. And in the end, maybe people thought that they'd left it behind them twice. But they didn't think that themselves. And, you know, to go out in the third game and win it, I know it was only a point in the end. But, you know, when it was put up to them, they knew how to finish out the game. And that was the difference between the two teams in the end.
What do you make of Martin Regan, the Niamh Connell manager? I mean, he has guided them through this year's championship all the way. He seems to be one of these managers that, you know, he talks a good game, Peter. He doesn't get overly excited when they win matches that they aren't expected to, and doesn't get too disappointed when things aren't going their way.
Yeah, you'd have to say that. And like he's been central to this them coming back this year, and to come back the third year after losing two finals, it takes an awful lot of grit and heart. And just looking at listening to him, the way he's prepared for Clontibret, he seems to even have the homework done on them. He knows all about them. And, you know, they have a lot of quality players as well. I suppose they have the Michael Murphy of Monaghan Football in Conor McManus. He's been there for roughly the same time as Michael has been in Donegal. Like a real quality footballer. Maybe not as strong this year as he was in some other years, but like he's going to be the big danger man for them. They have to watch up front. But they also have it. They know that this young fella, O'Dowd, at centre half forward, he seems to be the playmaker for them. And Vinnie Corey has been around, and Desi Moan has been around a long time. And they have Conor Boyle at full back as well on the county panel. So, you know, they have lots of quality, and Niamh Connell are really going to have to step it up on Saturday night. It'll take probably Niamh Connell's best performance to get through. But, you know, they feel like they can do it, and it'll not be to do with, you know, lack of confidence on their part, at least.
And Niamh Connell have plenty of quality of their own, and Martin Regan has already referred to the younger players that have come in and stepped up to the mark as well, Peter. But one notable aspect of Niamh Connell's success this season has been the fact that they were able to use their bench so well. He makes the subs at the right times in games. But those players that have come on to have added to matches. They've added to the team.
Yeah, when you have the like of Dermot Brickmalloy sitting on the bench, like most teams, I know his injury has curtailed him a little bit this year, and also curtailed John O'Malley. But I think talking about the younger players, it would be good to see Owen McGettigan really step up to the plate. I know he's carried an injury in the last couple of weeks, but he is one player who could give Clontibret a lot of trouble. He has that jinking ability, and he also obviously a good free taker as well. But if he is back to full fitness and they can get him playing like he has been playing in the club football this year, that performance that he was put in for the club got him noticed by Declan Bonner and Donegal, and hopefully he can push on. He needs to probably take the next step, and this Saturday night would be a very good opportunity for him.
Okay, well, Niamh Connell and Clontibret is on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It's part of a double header. We'll look at that in a moment or two. Buncrana against Blackhill in the junior final. Before we leave the senior competition, Peter, the other semi-final at senior level is on Sunday. It's part of a doubleheader as well. The Athletic Grounds in Armagh will host Derrygunley, the Fermanagh champions, against Kilcoo of Down. And listening to those that know more about these things than I do, Kilcoo, the suggestion is, would appear to be the strongest of the four sides left, perhaps along with Neve Connell.
Well, I suppose they've been there for 3 or 4 years at this stage. They've won the Down Championship so many times. And I suppose Derrygunley Harps, they're the surprise packet of the Championship. Like, they have 2 games under their belt. And then the last day, they got through on penalties against Trillick. And that is a bit of a surprise because people thought that Trillick would get through. They will be underdogs against Kilcoo, and you would expect that, you know, the Down champions will come through in that game.
Okay. Back then to Saturday night, Healy Park in Omagh. Peter, a 5 o'clock start. This is the game. This is the curtain raiser, I suppose. It's a big game, isn't it? The junior final, Buncrana against Black Hill, the Monaghan champions. What can we expect from this one?
Well, I suppose when Buncrana were relegated from the Intermediate Championship last year, that was a big shock because, you know, they're really an intermediate team, and everybody was nearly tipping them to win the Donegal Junior Championship in 2020 and 2019, and like they've come through that part of it, and then once they come through in Donegal, people had them as favourites to win Ulster because the last two junior titles were won by Donegal clubs. So, you know, it was only, you know, that they would follow in the footsteps of Neve Colmkill and Red Hughes. And they got it tough in the semi-final, just getting through, but against Rocks and Patrick's of Tyrone on penalties. And a lot of people are giving out about the fact that penalties are deciding games, but that's a different argument altogether, I suppose. You know, it's great for Malachy McCann, probably one of the greatest GAA supporters and GAA men in the county. There's never a Donegal match that you won't see Malachy at, and he's taken on this Buncrana team, and he seems to have got a tune out of them. But they have the talent, and they have if they play on the night or on Saturday evening, it will be night, as opposed to be dark by the time they're playing. There's no reason why they can't take home that junior championship.
Yeah.
Now, the Monaghan team, Monaghan have 3 teams in Ulster club as well, so, you know, it just shows you the standard of club football in Monaghan. Black Hill wouldn't be a team, you know, that would be highly regarded in Monaghan. They have no players on the county panel, not like Buncrana with 2 or 3 county panelists. Funny enough, they have 5 Courtneys playing in their defence and 3 more playing elsewhere or in subs, and they're all related. So they have to watch out that if you do any damage to one of them, you'll probably have them all on top of you. It should be a good contest, and I think it might be a very good opener. And I'd be disappointed if Buncrana can't win that.
And hopefully a big crowd will be up to see them. This is part of a doubleheader, of course, Peter. So any Donegal supporters that aren't really connected with Neve Connell but just going up to see that senior semi-final, hopefully they can get along a wee bit earlier and give Buncrana their support.
Oh, you would hope that they would. And, you know, when you see Caelan McGonigal and Ryan Bradley back playing for Buncrana and Jigger O'Connor and players like that, like, there's no reason why even the Neve Connell supporters should be up there early and get behind them, and because you know, the Monaghan ones will be there supporting their team. So Donegal should get behind Buncrana and maybe get the evening off to a great start.
Let's hope so. Well, if you can't make it along to Healy Park in Omagh on Saturday evening, you won't miss a beat here on Highland. Full match commentary from both games, starting with Buncrana against Black Hill at 5 o'clock. That's in the junior final, and then Neve Connell against Clontibber throws in at 7 o'clock. We'll have a look ahead to the intermediate semi-final on Sunday, in which St Nawl's play Galbally of Tyrone in Celtic Park in Derry. We'll have our preview of that game later on in tonight's programme. For now though, we're going to go for another quick commercial break. And and you're welcome back to The Score. Well, turning our attentions to local soccer action, and the Oscar Traynor Interleague Trophy kicks off this coming Saturday night with a big game at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. It's the Donegal League against the Inishowen League, and I'm joined on the line by the Inishowen League's manager, Dermot O'Brien. Dermot, good evening to you. A big game on Saturday night. How have preparations been going for your side?
Yeah, not too bad, Jim. We've had a couple of friendly games here. We played the Ulster Senior League Inter-Pro squad before they went down to their tournament. And then we played Harps Reserves there last week, and we've had a couple of training sessions as well. So apart from one or two, we've thankfully a fully fit squad to choose from, so we'll see how it goes.
And with the format changed this year, Dermot, this tie against the Donegal League will be played over two legs, just the two sides in this section. So it's a case of winner takes all from this meeting?
Yeah, slightly unusual, Dermot, in the fact that it's over two games. You know, certainly won't be one on one game, but you can certainly give yourself a uphill battle to climb if you don't get some sort of result in the first game. So I suppose it's the same for Raymond and his squad in the Donegal League. So I think it'll be probably a cagey affair on Saturday night.
And is it disappointing, Dermot, the way things have worked out, the fact that only one of the two sides from the county will advance in this competition?
I think, you know, I've been on the junior council for years that they don't give the Oscar Turner the respect that it deserves, and I think this is you can look at the fact that maybe even 3 or 4 years ago there was upwards of 26, 28 leagues in the country entering the competition, but this year it's down to about 14 or 16 at the most all over the country. So I think the junior council need to really look at it and make it more, treat it with a wee bit more respect and try and get more leagues entering it, because it is a prestigious competition and a very difficult competition to go far in.
Yeah, and nobody could really question the approach and the commitment of our two sides up here. Dermot, the Donegal League's preparations as well have been going on for the last number of weeks, and no different to yourselves. Two very strong squads assembled, so, I mean, it's going to be a hard one to call.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, last year Donegal beat us up in Ballyar 2-1. That was in a group stage game. So we're under no illusions. While we may have had the better of the Donegal League for a number of years previous to that, you know, you can only go back and look at last year, and they were fully deserving of their victory on the night. So myself and Paul Hegarty, who gives me a hand, are under no illusions that we're of a very tough task in front of us on Saturday night.
Okay, then. Dermot, listen, thanks for joining us tonight, and best of luck on Saturday evening.
No bother, thank you.
Dermot O'Brien there, the manager of the Inishowen League. Well, earlier on today, I got the views of the Donegal League's manager, Raymond Shales.
We've trained very hard, as we did last year, and we've had a number of friendly matches as well with the likes of Maiden City and Finn Harps, Buddy Gee, Letterkenny Rovers, and yeah, preparations are going good, and we're happy enough with the way things are going about, and we're looking forward to Saturday night, big game.
Important to get the squad together as often as possible, because every year the squad changes, Raymond, and that's no different this year.
Well, that's right. We're very lucky in the fact that we have so many good players within the Donegal League, and you know, they train with their own club as well, and they've given us their commitment as well to come to train with us every Wednesday night. And as I said, you know, they've taken on board what we're our output. And, you know, they're serious and we're serious, and I'm sure Inishowen and Dermot, Big Dermot's serious as well, Dermot O'Brien. And again, it's going to be tough. That's the one thing I will say. And Saturday night's only half-time as well, Dermot, yeah, you know.
Because the format has changed this season, and, you know, people might not realise, but there's only two teams now in this group. It's Inishowen and the Donegal League. They have to play each other over two legs. So it's winner takes all over those two legs, and only one side from the county can advance.
That's right. It seems to have changed the year. Sligo have pulled out. Galway and Mayo have been invited, but they didn't like to travel. They didn't want to travel. So it's just left ourselves and Inishowen on a home and away situation where the winner goes through probably onto the quarter final. So it's you know, I'm sad that it's happened like that, but because this is a big massive big competition, and I mean we've both won this competition in the past, so. I don't see why Sligo would have pulled out, but for whatever reason they've done so, it doesn't matter. But we'll go ahead and win and see what we can do on Saturday night.
And both squads have plenty of experience in there, Raymond. It seems to be the same every season. You have players that have, you know, quality, that have played at a higher level, and then you mix that with players that are coming up through the ranks.
Well, that's right. We have a lot of experience, a lot of senior football experience on our team, spent it with the youth. So, you know, the likes of, you know, Kevin McHugh, Sean McGowan, James Doherty, Matty Crossan, Ryan Seals, Corey Lee, Bogan, Luke Neal, not to mention them all, but all them boys have played at the higher level. And then you go on into the Neshoan League, and they've got great players too, and they've seen the likes of Terence Doherty, Matthew Byrne, James Henry, John Jared Crewe, Dylan Ruddy. Great players. It's going to be a tough battle, but you're right in what you're saying. We have a very, very, very good nucleus of boys to pick from. We're very, very lucky in that fact. You know, all over the county, we have good players to pick from, and thank God they're buying into our thinking.
Right. There you have it. Peter Campbell. We've heard from Dermot O'Brien and Raymond Shields. The setup this season in the Oscar Traynor Cup, it's not ideal, is it?
No, it's not at all. And it's surprising that so many other leagues are pulling out. But you see the effort that those two managers are putting in here in Donegal. You know, at least they're respecting it. And, you know, we can look forward to a couple of very good matches. And whoever comes out of it, I think, will be worthy representatives of Donegal.
Yeah, well, the first leg is this Saturday evening at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. The second leg then will be at McGinn Park in Buncrana. I'm not sure of the exact date, but I think it's the last Wednesday night. In November, the winners then will advance to the quarterfinals of the competition. We've been joined in studio by Declan Kerr. Declan, you're very welcome. I mentioned earlier on in the programme that you're in tonight wearing your PRO's hat with the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee. The countdown to this year's awards night, I know the event itself doesn't take place until the new year, but it's a busy time for you guys on the committee. Preparations continuing?
Yes, we're kind of on the final countdown in terms of nominations now, Dermot. They close on next Friday week, the 22nd of November. So we're just appealing to sporting organisations now across the county to get their nominations. And of course, 2019, no different to any other year, Dermot. There's been a huge lot of successes, both at individual and team level. So it's just time now for those organisations to get their nominations and for the 44th Donegal Sports Star Awards.
And have nominations been coming in, Declan?
Yes, they have been coming in, but it's the usual, Dermot. There's still quite a few to come in. Like, looking at the achievers over the year, we're still waiting on others too that certainly would need to come in as well, yeah.
Yeah, and again, Peter, it's been another great year of success for sport in Donegal, for athletes, for teams. I'm sure there are plenty of highlights there for you. When you think back, I mean, on what's been another busy year.
Yeah, and when I look at what this man does and actually accumulating all those, it's a huge task in putting them all together. From the beginning of the year, there have been huge achievements. And just one of them that I followed during the year, the Donegal GAA Masters team won an All-Ireland after trying for 4 years. And they're actually having their medals presented this Saturday night in Gallagher's Hotel. It's like a club more than a county team, a family affair. And they're going to have their own big night to celebrate it. That's just one of a big number of team events. And then, yeah, as Declan says, you have all the individual winners over the year as well.
Yeah, Declan, I'm sure there's so much that you could tell us tonight about what we can look forward to in terms of the awards night, but. You know what? At this stage of the year, what are the jobs and the tasks in hand for you and your fellow committee members?
Well, I suppose the emphasis at the moment is just on making sure that we get in all the nominations and all that the relevant achievers are in there, and then we'll be starting then, Dermot, nearly right away then to look at judging, because we'll have over 40 categories, Dermot, to look at. So the committee's going to be very busy. We also have a formal launch of the awards then at the beginning of January, on the 6th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And that's a special night as well, because over the last 4 years, we have been marking 40 years from previous winners. So this time it'll be the 1979 winners will be in with us, and they'll get a special presentation to mark 40 years since they won their awards. And just some of the names from that year would be the likes of Danny McDade. In athletics, he was the overall winner that year, and we had the likes of Eamon Coyle from boxing. We had in GAA, we had Finian Ward, and in golf, Father Brent McBride. That's just a flavour of some of the names from that year. So we're hoping to get as many of those as possible to that formal launch, which will be on Friday the 6th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. We have the Hall of Fame Award, Dermot is selected by the committee, so that we don't require any nomination for that. The committee will look and pick a winner in that, or for that category. I mean, recent winners include Jim Sheridan just a couple of years ago there, and Father Michael Sweeney last year.
Right, right. So anybody that's wanting to nominate Declan somebody and they haven't done this ever before, what should they be doing?
Yeah, they just email to info@DonegalSportsStarAwards.ie, and Donegal Sports Star Awards, there's two S's in the middle there. It can be a wee bit confusing at times, so just to clarify that. And you can complete, or also you can complete a nomination form online there, and it can be downloaded and it can be posted to Donegal Sports Star Awards, care of Post Office in Remelton. That's just, it's very simple. Just go onto the Donegal Sports Star Awards website and all the information will be there. So basically that, and we're looking forward then, Dermot, to the 44th Awards, which will be in the Mount Errigal Hotel on the last Friday in January. That's the 31st of January. The first awards were held in 1976 in the Milford Inn, so we're heading now towards 45 now. So, I mean, it's been a remarkable story, this Donegal Sports Star Awards. And listen, we're here now, but the people that started that award in 1976 deserve great credit for their vision in setting that up. And certainly it's gone from strength to strength, and we're looking forward again to another big night at the end of January.
Yeah, and Peter, judging by the way that ticket sales have gone for the last few years, this is an event that's grown in popularity every year.
Yeah, you would nearly need an extension to the hotel to cater for everything that's coming. And just talking about 40 years ago there, and you mentioned Danny McDade, that was the year that he led the Irish teams across country in Limerick, I think. Right. John Tracy won it. And Danny was the, one of the counters and the captain of the team that was wore silver medals, was it?
Silver
medals, yeah. Mighty achievement. And, you know, just even looking back on that, I'm old enough to remember it, which...
Yeah. And I suppose, I suppose Danny was the overall winner that year. That was 1979. Mm. Young Summer Leckie was the overall award winner last year, and some of the names that have won it just in recent years, like Mark English has won it twice, Jason Quigley, Carol Lacey, and Sinead Jennings, who is the only person to have won the overall award three times.
There you go. Right, okay, Declan, thanks for that. So you have all the details there, and if you haven't got your nominations in and there's somebody out there you feel should be honoured on the night, well, Declan has just given you all the details, and we'll have those details up on our website after tonight's programme. We're going to go for another quick break.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with great Christmas gift ideas, including Michael Murphy gloves and hurling gift sets in a range of colours and sizes, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score. On Saturday night next, November 16th, Donegal's Club of the Year for 2018-2019, Rafoe Boxing Club, they'll stage their 31st annual boxing tournament in the Deal Sports Pavilion, and the opposition will come in the form of a highly rated Paddy Brennan Boxing Academy selection from Tenbury, Wales in England. The matchmakers there, Gary McCulloch from Rafoe and Sean Finn of Worcester City Boxing Club. They've penciled in 14 star studded contests on the night, and it'll feature a number of Irish and English champions as well. And this show over the years has become one of the highlights on the Donegal boxing calendar. It should be another great night. In athletics, 10 Donegal athletes have been included on Ireland's Masters team for the international cross-country event in England this weekend. In the women's, Finn Valley, Streeza Doherty, Kay Byrne and Noreen Boner have been named, along with Lifford Strabane's Claire McGuigan, Letterkenny's Natasha Adams and Ross's AC's Emer McGee. And in the men's section, Finn Valley duo Dermot McElcarr and Mark Connolly are selected, along with Letterkenny's Kieran Doherty and Milford's Anthony Doherty. And Peter, you mentioned there about the success enjoyed all those years ago by Danny McDade, but athletics remains ever so strong here in Donegal.
Oh yeah, we have very, very strong clubs, and you know, the feat of the Dohertys in winning the cross country male and female just over a week ago, like that's something worthy of a Sports Star nomination on its own. It's probably a new category for Declan.
Declan, there you are. We just reminded you about that one, Declan.
That's another one.
And there's a Winter Woolly 5K next week as well, worth mentioning. Next Wednesday night, November 20th in Letterkenny. It starts at 8 o'clock. Registration from 6 o'clock at Divers Hyundai. And there's refreshments afterwards there. That's been organised by Letterkenny Rotary Club. Well, we mentioned earlier on, and we were looking forward to the Gaelic Games action this weekend, the junior final on Saturday evening and the senior semi-final involving both Buncrana and Niamh Connell on Sunday at Celtic Park in Derry. The intermediate semi-final will be played St Noel's of Donegal against Galbally, the Tyrone champions. This game throws in at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and ahead of that match, Tom Comack has been speaking to the St Noel's joint manager, Barry Meehan.
Forward to it now. Going to be a huge battle for us at the weekend, but listen, that's where we want to be. Make no secret about it. We want the journey to continue for as long as possible. We're really enjoying our year, and suppose if we can get our game plan right at the weekend, hopefully we'll get over the line. But listen, we're under no illusion to the side of the battle that faces us. Galbally are real good side, so listen, we'll have to bring our A game this weekend if we have any chance of getting through.
Yeah, there was those that will say, but given your run in Donegal, defeating Niamh Columba and teams like that, and the route in Donegal to get out of Donegal, Clonhilly in the final, you're battle hardened.
Oh, definitely, Tom. I definitely agree with that. There, I think we are battle hardened, and I think a lot of that there down to. To the Division 2 this year, the league where, we came from behind, and maybe got draws in games, and we, got one-point victories at different times, and I think that stood to us in Championship as well. We won one of our group games by a point, we lost another group game by a point.
That was the hero, was it, yeah?
It was Eru, and listen, we've been knocking on the door in every single game we played this year. I don't think bar one or two games, when we didn't perform at all. Every other game we've been in it right up until the end, and hopefully that day is the way it'll be on Sunday. That if we can be there with 10 minutes to go, I think we're in with a fighting chance.
Yeah, of course, this is your second year in there now. Yourself and Andy Brennan were there last year. You're in there with Brenda McCready this year. Obviously, it took you a while to get used to them, and they used you as well.
I think there's no quick fix in anything, Tom. So I think there was a few factors last year, that we looked at the end of the year. We were getting a lot of boys back from injury near the end of the year coming into Championship. We were beat by a good Glenfinnan side by a point with the last kick of the game, so it wasn't that we were doing an awful lot wrong. I think this year we've been very fortunate as regards injuries. We've had very few. We've been working off quite a small panel throughout the league. We basically kept it 15, 16, 17 man days, so that guys were getting football with either the seniors or reserves throughout the whole time. So everybody's been playing football, and everybody's been getting plenty of football throughout the year. And I think that stood to us then come Championship, that, whenever we needed guys to go in and do a job, that they were able to do that. And I suppose, listen, we had a wee bit of luck along the way this year too, which is, you need that any year you're going to be successful,
Yeah.
There you are, Peter. That's Barry Meehan, the joint manager of St Noel's, speaking to Tom Comack there. Barry's ever so confident, and hopefully St Noel's can produce the goods this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's unknown territory for them in some ways. And, of the three Donegal teams that are out this weekend, you could suggest that they have the toughest task. Tyrone champions are normally very, very good champions, and Galbally will present a big test for St Noel's. And the fact that they're without Daniel Brennan, who got an unfortunate red card the last day, it reduces, what they have up front. They may be tempted to bring their goalkeeper Gavin Mulroney out, maybe in at some period during the second half. He plays in goals, but he scored 3-8 for their under 21s last weekend, playing at full forward. Now he himself would say that he's not probably fit enough to play a full game out the field, but he could be their trump card before the day's out in Celtic Park on Sunday. But it's going to be a very tough task, because Galbally have a recognised a very, very good squad. They have Liam Rafferty playing on the Tyrone senior panel, and I think mostly a young team, and they're expecting maybe a couple more of them may even be called into Mickey Hart's panel, senior panel.
Okay, well, that game is one of two semi-finals at intermediate level this weekend. The other one is on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Athletic Grounds. Glen, the Down champions, play Mahara Clun of Monaghan. And that game is as part of a double header, Derry Connolly and Kilcoo in the senior semi final. And the other match, St Noel's against Galbally, by the way, throws in at Celtic Park in Derry on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Now, just very, very briefly to club action here in Donegal this weekend. Michael Murphy, Sports and Leisure Under 21 Hurling Championship semi final, St Unions against McCool's on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And in a quarter final, Dunlow play Buncrana at 1 o'clock. In the County Minor League Division 1, Gweedore play Niamh Connell. That's a quarter final on Sunday. And news this evening, Declan and Peter, the County Awards Banquet will be held on Saturday, November the 23rd, in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. The event is being held by CLG Hunanall in conjunction with the Donegal Ladies County Board. Now, the Donegal Senior Squad, the Ulster and Division 2 champions, and the Donegal Senior Ladies, Ulster champions for this year, will all be honoured. The list of club and individual award winners honoured on the night as well has been announced. Peter, we're against the clock here. We'll go through them briefly. Any highlights in there that are worth a mention?
Well, I see where Michael Murphy is Senior Player of the Year, and I don't think anybody would argue with that in Donegal. He could be Senior Player of the Year nearly every year, and you wouldn't argue with it. Jack O'Loughlin has got the Hurler of the Year, and then obviously the championship owners have won the Clubs of the Year. And the other major one for me is Geraldine McLaughlin being honoured Lady Footballer of the Year. And again, I don't think anybody would argue with that. And if I add one more, and I mentioned him earlier, Malachy McCann, I think for what he does for Gaelic football as a supporter, and hope good luck to him as manager up on Crana on Saturday as well. Hopefully he can bring home a junior title, and he can celebrate both next Saturday and the following Saturday.
Wouldn't that be nice? Declan, another aspect of these awards, CLG Gunnanall will be honouring two retiring members of the 2012 squad, David Walsh of Neve Breed and Frank McGlynn of the Glen Finn Club, also on that night. And that's very important.
Very important. And I mean, Frank McGlynn just announced his retirement there in the last couple of weeks, and the tributes that were paid to him by everybody from media to individuals, I mean, it was very fitting. I mean, he was a great servant of Donegal GAA, I think, for 14 years for the senior team. And David Walsh, likewise, a great player as well, troubled by injuries in more recent years from the Ballantyre Club. Again, it's nice to see him being recognised at those awards.
It is indeed. Well, tickets are now on sale for that event. And and Gradham Seamus McGeady for the Player of the Year in the Senior Championship will be announced on Wednesday, November the 20th. Before that, that'll be announced on RTE Radio na Gaeltachta. Well, the clock is almost beating us here on tonight's edition of The Score. My special guest tonight was Peter Campbell of the Donegal Democrat and Declan Kerr of the Tyrconnell Tribune and the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee. Peter, before we finish up, worth mentioning the Donegal Democrat celebrating a special birthday this year, 100 years. There was a supplement in the paper a few weeks ago. That's a nice occasion.
You're looking at me as if I've been around for all of that 100 years. But, I've been in the Democrat for almost half of it. So there's been a lot of changes in the newspaper industry. And I suppose we have to move on with the times. And a lot of good times back in the, I suppose, 40, 50 years ago, sport took up maybe a quarter of a page or half a page at most. And now you have to get into the 20s. To cover all the sport in the county. So plenty of changes in that, especially in the last 50 years. Maybe not so much in the 50 before that, but certainly in the last 50.
Yeah, and you weren't always sports editor, of course, during that time. You've had different roles in the organisation.
Well, I started off as a typesetter on a linotype machine. Well, after I did a part of my apprenticeship in the Western People in Ballina, I came back to the Democrat in 1977. So you can do the sums on that. I met a young Dermot Doherty outside the Harcourt Hotel in 1992, and
we've been working together since. There you go. So I've had that effect on you. Listen, gentlemen, it's been fantastic. I wish we could talk for so much longer, but again, the clock is beating us. We're coming up to the news at the top of the hour. Thanks to Declan Kerr and to Peter Campbell for joining us on tonight's programme. The next sport here on Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. So until then, from myself, Jeremy Doherty, thanks for listening. Have a very good evening.